Gordy, of course, you're here in the great magnificent cities, the Agricom Town of Gagquip, and we come here for your annual sort of gratuitous plug for the place, but also, of course, the offering of steak sandwiches to everybody. It never fails to drag the punters in. I just wonder, with all those steak sandwiches sold, do you blokes make any money at all out of Agquip?
Yeah, Wixie, when blokes like you are coming to have steaks, mate, no, we don't make any money. But no, it's good promotional material. A lot of customers and clients come through here for both Agricom and Purse House, and yes, good customer relationships for both businesses, so we are both benefit, yeah.
Of course, the Willow Tree and Crendor Lions are going through another year of rebuilding, but you've had two grades all year and blokes turning up to training. That's fantastic news for the club moving forward.
Yeah, so last year we obviously came off making it to the semis and sort of losing out to Moree. And then this year was just a little bit harder. Obviously, last year being our 60th year, it was quite easy to get blokes in here and get them keen. A little bit harder this year, but I think we did pretty well considering we're on the knife edge of sort of having two teams, and throughout the season we sort of four-footed a couple of matches. But no, I think we're pretty happy in the end, I think, to get the results and a few wins on the board that we did, yeah.
And the community's got around the club, because of course you can go to the website there for the Willow Tree and Crendor Lions, and that is crendorrugby.com. But losing the Crendor Grasshoppers, who would have thought?
Yeah, they've I wouldn't say it's not a great thing for the town. It's great to have a competing rugby sport in the town. It keeps competition fresh. It keeps, you know, boys switching between codes as well. And this year obviously they just couldn't financially. I don't think they could put it together. And unfortunately they're folded. And the boys that have actually were playing for the Grasshoppers, they've either gone to Werris Creek or down to Murrurundi. And we got a couple of boys come across and play union, but yeah, some of them stuck with the league.
Well, Ryan's have got a fantastic culture, and when things get rolling, he'll be back up there. As you said, things change really quick. You were in the semis last year, but now there's a lot of clubs such as Narrabri and Moree. They're going through changing times as well. Of course, finally we've got this fantastic event that's been running for a couple of years, Crendor Rugby Park, between the 7th and the 8th of October, better known as the Nick Toof 10s. You can find out more through the website, nicktooftens.com.au. Just a magnificent success last year, and also looking forward to this year.
Yeah, no, that's been a fantastic success. The guys that are running that and the committee that are running that, obviously Julie Tooth and Graham have put a lot of energy, and Alex herself, they've put a lot of energy and a lot of effort into that, and the committee and the support that are around them, and made that a huge success. And they've really shown the spirit to which Nick would be very, very proud of. And, you know, it's fantastic again to see it back at the club, back in Corindai. We've got fantastic facilities there. Obviously the family are from around there as well, so yeah, it sort of makes it quite easy to have the event there, and it looks like it's going to be another great event this year as well.
Well, we're looking forward to the magnificent cities, the Nick Toof 10s, on the 7th and 8th of October, and we want to thank you for your time, Gordy, and wish you all the best moving forward.